This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Lane Sainty is a reporter for BuzzFeed News and has covered the same-sex marriage survey extensively since it kicked off in September.
I spoke to Lane earlier about the release of Patterson's Religious Freedom Bill and the community's reaction to it. Lane, you've become one of the go-tos for all of us following the legal proceedings of the same-sex marriage survey. 2 days out from the results being released, we've seen the details of a new Conservative bill released today. What was it like reading that document for the first time after everything that's happened in the last few months?
It was pretty extraordinary reading the bill. I mean, I am a massive nerd and I do get excited about legislation, particularly that pertains to LGBTI rights, because it's always very interesting looking at how people frame things. This bill in particular held a lot of things that that I was surprised by. And, you know, perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised as someone who has been following this debate very closely, but it involved the bill that we've seen today involves the right to deny goods and services to same-sex couples in relation to their weddings. It also goes beyond that to, I suppose, protecting under the law a number of beliefs, not just about same-sex marriage, but also about sexuality, about gender, about sex before marriage. It extends to protecting those beliefs under the law, and which is quite, both aspects of the bill are quite extraordinary in terms of what we've seen before in Australia, in terms of marriage legislation, in terms of anti-discrimination legislation. So I suppose extraordinary is the word I would use to describe it.
What's been the reaction to the bill amongst reporters and the wider community?
I think among reporters there has still been a bit of surprise that it has gone so far that it has. Certainly among the LGBTI community, there's a lot of horror and I would say a lot of fear. People are quite worried about what this bill might mean for them and their lives. And I think some people are going around saying, oh, it won't pass, don't worry. But then on the other hand, I talk to a lot of people in the community every day and a lot of them have lost a lot of faith in terms of what will and won't happen anymore, given, you know, everything that's gone on in the past couple of years. So I think there is a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear about whether this will actually be legislated.
In terms of resilience, we've certainly been through it the last few months. Is it a positive that people are starting to become more vocal and stand up to this kind of discrimination?
That's an interesting question. I think it is. You know, it's probably more one for an advocate than it is for me. But I don't know if I agree with the premise that people have become more vocal in the past few months. I think people have been pretty vocal throughout the past few years in speaking up against discrimination. And it's been a matter of how much people are putting forward and then people pushing back on that. And this is kind of, you know, a very new set of reforms. It's a new step forward. So there has been a lot of pushback against it.
Well, we're nearing the end of what's been a tumultuous few months, and you've certainly covered it, and I've certainly been learning a lot from what you've been putting out there. What do you think has been a positive from this whole survey experience? Is there a positive?
I was saying the other day that my positive in the campaign have been the things that have made me laugh, and those things have been Chappelle Corby voting yes.
I didn't know. Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah, she put on her Instagram story that she was voting yes, so that made me laugh a lot. The debacle over the man pretending he worked at Chatswood Post Office made me laugh a lot. The ad saying it's how the law works in relation to radical gay sex education made me laugh a lot. I mean, I know that's quite a cynical response. I'm not saying that, you know, anything along the lines of the communities come together and stuff, and I'm sure that there are more positive, less cynical responses. But for me, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, the few things throughout this campaign that have really made me laugh, and so that's been good.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Lane Sainty from BuzzFeed, thank you so much for being with us on The Informer.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.